Welcome back, Tribe. You are listening to Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box, where we invite doctors, dentists, and medical entrepreneurs who are breaking the mold, stepping outside the box as entrepreneurs, and practicing on their terms to share their journey, wisdom, and their inspiration with the world. I am your host, Dr. Myesha Claiborne. My calling is to help doctors find freedom, fulfillment, and full self-expression. I have helped dozens of medical professionals transform their mindset, leverage their skill set, and build profitable businesses and careers they love. Now, let's get to the good stuff. But before we do, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you never miss an opportunity for inspiration, motivation, and empowerment with me and our amazing guests. Now, let's take it to the next level, y'all. Here we go. All right, y'all, we are with here on a bonus episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box, and I am here with one of my friends and colleagues, and we are about to have an interesting conversation. So first of all, I want to welcome Sarita Ibrahim. Hey, Sarita. Thank you so much for coming on at such short notice. We were having this conversation, y'all, about this whole thing that's been going on with the coronavirus and the closing of schools. And, you know, it started because I was at Costco and at 10 o'clock in the morning to do my regular Friday shopping. And it was like mayhem. Like, this is like doomsday shopping. And then we got into this conversation of fear and Sarita, you could tell the audience more about what you do, but what I know about Sarita is, you know, her background, she's a therapist, and background similar to mine, psychology. We talk background in hypnosis and NLP, so we got to talking about the power of language, and I was like, you know what, this belongs on the podcast. So Sarita, first of all, I want to welcome you and just like tell us a little bit about what you do, what you focus in, and then let's dig into it, man.
I love it. I'm so grateful that you asked me to come on this podcast and share with you. I'm looking forward to this conversation. As a therapist, my background is specifically focused on trauma. That is my specialty. Mm-hmm. And in talking about trauma, people have some misconceptions because the word is being thrown around. But it's really on understanding how your experiences, especially the painful experiences, impact your mind and body. It impacts how you perceive the world, how you filter the world, how you engage in your relationships. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that really is centered around fear.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's what happens when you've experienced trauma. The part of your brain that is responsible for kind of regulating and processing and addressing trauma in the external world becomes hypervigilant. Yeah. That's what we hear about people who have been diagnosed with PTSD. Mm. So that's my focus, and my goal is to continue to expand in the area of trauma and educating people so that they know how their mind and bodies are affected.
I love it. And you know I'm all about that mind-body connection. I think that's how we really connected and really gel. You know, we started talking about the mind-body stuff, and we'll be on the phone for 2 or 3 hours, you know. But, you know, we're having this conversation, and one of the things that came up that I was sharing with you was, like, you know, is does fear begin to influence facts? And how is that? So, you know, one of the things that I was saying was that, you know, there's a lot of talk about the impact that this whole situation with the coronavirus is having, not only on the healthcare workers, on the community, but also on the economy. And I was talking to this one friend of mine, and she was talking about, oh, the economy's going to tank, or the economy is tanking. And I was like, oh, let's be careful with our words. You know, it's the same thing I tell my son, be careful with your words. And because of my background with NLP, like, one of the things that came to me is, like, I think that when we begin to language things and then behave inconsistent with a particular language, we create an outcome. And I'm wondering, well, look, if we are behaving in the ways, like, you know, all the doomsday shopping, and not to say that action is not important. Like, I don't want people to get us wrong. I mean, I think it's important. Containment is important. I think the action of that we're taking to sort of limit exposure is important. But when the fear of what's to come that hasn't happened yet, when the fear gets so heightened, it creates a toxic environment that which can create the actual thing that they fear happening, right?
I love what you just said. And, you know, first I want to say you have a very unique perspective, being that you are a doctor, so you understand the medical aspect, the physiological, biological aspect, but because you are so profoundly aware of the mental and psychological aspect that really is truly running our lives and running our bodies, your perspective is very valuable and important, not just to us, the people who are your followers, but even the medical community, because you take a holistic approach. Mm-hmm. And with that, you know, with our current administration, there is a lot of talk of what's now termed post-truth, where people are having conversations about what is a fact, what is the truth, what is a lie, and everything is open into interpretation. Mm-hmm. And I think that we have such an amazing power within our mind to literally create reality.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean that you think about something and you wish for it and it shows up. Mm-mm. It's about your reality kind of creating a filter and what you see and the information that you get and even the information that you seek. Because if, for example, we're talking about, you know, this coronavirus and fear, if someone, it becomes afraid and it becomes like an anxiety, heightened anxiety, then they will look for things to confirm their fear.
Mm-hmm.
Even though there's information out there that's contradictory or, you know, may have a different aspect or a whole nother form of, you know, data.
Right.
They will completely ignore that. And that's where I think we go wrong, is because we want to be right.
Yes. Oh, golly, that was so... That's where we go wrong, because we want to be right. And it's so true. And it brings to light, you know, I do this work in NLP. I do this work with, you know, helping people really master their mindset and using the power and the magic of language and how language, like, really programs our brain. And, you know, because you are a practitioner as well, you know, that power of language and the way it commands us to our behavior. It runs the show in the background. And so it reminds me of this particular principle: perception is projection. So you know what this is. This is like, you know, when you perceive something, you know, it's like the context is so decisive. When you perceive things a particular way, your behavior will act in congruence with that, and you will project a particular outcome. And so, you know, like, if we say, oh, if, you know, someone says, oh, we're in a recession or we're heading towards a recession, and then they begin to behave in such a way and take, you know, stop spending and take, and, you know, take hoard and doomsday shop and all of that stuff. And then let's say 1,000 people, 1 million people, 3 million people begin to think in that same way. What do you think is going to actually happen? We're going to drive ourselves into a recession, because the projection, the perception of, creates the behavior, which projects the actual outcome, right? Mm-hmm. And again, it's not to say that certain actions shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't be mindful of the possibilities, but we also need to be equally as mindful of how the fear, the heightened emotional state itself, is driving the behavior that could actually lead to a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Girl!
We're talking some deep stuff here on this podcast.
You're really talking about the root. And let me just speak on first, you talked about language. I remember a research study that I read in an anthropology class, and they studied a tribe. And recognize that this tribe, of course, they had language for certain colors. But when they were introduced to a color for which they had no name, they were not able to see it. So research has shown that your perception is very much related to your language. And to understand that really requires you use the word mindfulness. And, you know, it's thrown around a lot, but mindfulness is really about self-awareness. Mm-hmm. And when you recognize that, then you understand how, or you can understand how you're interpreting, mm-hmm. which is really how you language things. Mm-hmm. And we really do have the power to choose which direction that's going to go in.
Right.
And so, you know, when it comes to this whole, when you talk about projection, as a therapist, that's really where I live in working with my clients, mm-hmm. because that is generally causing a lot of challenges in their life, but they're not aware that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. Too often, we point to external things. Mm-hmm. And we say, see, there's a problem. Mm-hmm. But not recognizing that that person, that behavior, that relationship, that job is really, truly, it's just a manifestation of you and your own thoughts.
Right.
And that's hard for some people to process, mm-hmm. because there's the evidence is out here.
Yeah.
When you understand how we all do it in some capacity or another, when we understand that people experiences, they're like our projector screen, like a movie that's mm-hmm. playing out. Mm-hmm. So you get to say, oh, well, I think that character is bad. I think this event, the movie's happening.
Right.
You're the one doing the interpreting. You're the one watching. Yep. You're the one deciding, you know, the labeling of each event that's happening. Mm-hmm. And that is what real responsibility is about. If you've ever had someone say to you, well, you must be angry, and you're not angry, you're like, no, but that is coming from your own mind.
Right.
And that's our gift of creativity. Mm-hmm. And we can use it to really create what we want or not.
Yes. And so it's so interesting. Like, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking to myself, so like, you know, with this whole thing, this whole like situation that's happening in our country and the world, really. I mean, this is really a big thing that's happening. There are facts, right? There are facts. The fact is, there are a lot of people who are being tested, who have had the symptoms. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of school closures happening. The fact is that there are people that probably have it that have not been tested. The fact is that the system is not handling it very well. I mean, it's interesting because I'm on a lot of threads with my fellow physicians and the various healthcare providers that are out there, and they are having a time with the system. It's like there's no leadership that's happening, right? So there are a lot of facts, right? That there are now tests. There are people who are infected. There are people who are dying. This is worldwide. This is a worldwide phenomenon. Those are facts, right? Those are things that we can actually see, and that's data. And then there are facts that we do not have yet. But then there's the fear of the facts that we do not have yet.
Yes.
And then there's the actions predicated on the facts that we do not have yet, right? So it's all sort of intertwined and interrelated. And then the question for me is, okay, how do we begin to impact the outcome in a different kind of way? It's like, you know, when you're in a big crowd and, you know, somebody yells fire and everybody starts to run. Or where I grew up, somebody yells gun. Come on.
Me too.
Come on.
That's probably true.
And everybody starts to run.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And what happens? People fall down. People get trampled. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a stampede. Right? So then that's what's happening. This is a worldwide stampede happening.
Yes.
Because there is this mass fear happening. And not that the fear is invalid. Like, I don't want to invalidate people's concerns. And at the same time, we want to get control of that and manage that and begin to, like, shift our thought process to more solution. And there is a lot of solution happening, right? You know, with the containment strategies and with the testing. But by and large, a lot of what's occurring out in the world is fear-based action. So then how do we prevent the mayhem worsening, the chaos worsening, by shifting away from the fear? Shifting, what do we shift towards? A solution is one, but what do we shift towards? Like, that's the thing that I've been chewing on, is like, we need to shift our focus.
You know, you said something very important. You said, I don't want to invalidate their fears. But what I think we can begin with is affirming really, truly, and not to sound all spiritual, but we can go through the fire and still have peace.
Come on now, sound spiritual.
Take all of the outward actions, because that's what we're talking about. You know,
yes.
I'm going to wash my hands.
Absolutely.
Not standing next to anyone and coughing. You know, I'm going to do the outward actions to protect myself. But what are we doing to protect our sanity?
Mm.
To protect our vision for our life going forward, because things still have to happen.
That's right.
You know, we still got to go to work. We still got to pay bills. We still got to take care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
We still got to still have a life.
Yep.
Interact, connect.
Mm-hmm.
So how do I show up? And I think it's a simple thing, but it's not a small thing to ask someone, really, we know that this is something serious out there in the world, but would you just be willing to take a few moments and look at yourself?
Right.
Look at how you're responding.
Right.
Consider that with anxiety. And, you know, that everyone talks about anxiety now. And, you know, anxiety is a negative feedback loop.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that something is happening out there.
Mm-hmm.
I might get a disease. And then thinking about it, my heart might start pounding. Your nervous system is activated, and you know about this.
Yes, right.
So I might have, my hands might start to shake.
Mm-hmm.
And so because I'm having these reactions, that just affirms in my mind that I have a reason to be afraid.
Mm-hmm.
And then more negative thoughts come. And then the part of your brain that is responsible for logic and reasoning, your prefrontal cortex, that's like the leader, shuts down.
Right.
Because you're in fight or flight mode.
Absolutely.
So that means I'm ready to act. I'm not thinking. Because in a real, real situation where a lion is chasing you, you don't have time to think.
Right.
You don't have time to go to the bathroom, so your digestive system shuts down.
Right.
You need to go, and you need to run, and you need to run now.
Right.
So what happens is that part of us is activated when we read the news, or when we're talking to a friend, or when we're on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're reacting instead of responding.
Right.
So I'm saying all that to say is that in this culture, in our country, in this time, we have access to so much information.
Mm-hmm.
So we can take just some responsibility to decide to take in the information that will affirm our peaceful state of mind, that will affirm hope, that will affirm some sense of focus, some sense of self-trust.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single day there will be things that happen outside of our control.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not a virus, it could be another car. It could be another person doing what they do, living their lives.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much in this world that we can't control. And really, anxiety is about not being able to control.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. and, you know, just to put it in perspective, I'll read you this post that because it's so funny. You got to put things in perspective, right? And I'm going to read this post that I read to you earlier when I was in the doomsday line at Costco today. Girl. 10:15, the doors open at 10 o'clock, the line's around the corner. I'm like, can I just get like my five things? And you said something really great to me. If you stay prepared, then you don't have to get prepared at the last minute.
Exactly.
So, you know, if I love what you said, like we have to take a moment and look at us, look, how are we responding? And you know, not only is the fear and the anxiety heightening, but the anger is heightening. Girl, there are some, you know,
talk about projection. Go ahead.
Girl, there's been some talk in our community about events that are a lot of events are being canceled. There are a couple of events that have not been. And there's like these hate posts. People are getting slayed. And I understand that people feel in some kind of way that so-and-so didn't cancel an event, and now there's, you know, there's either no refunds or there's a credit or there's, you know, whatever, because we had to cancel an event that was all the way in June, that was going to be in June, because we don't know what's going on. And I know that some bad business decisions are being made out there. However, the level of projected hate and projected anger, which is basically derived from fear, because, you know, there's only two emotions, mm-hmm. love and fear, right? So then the fear, when you can't get a hold of the fear, what does it turn to? It turns to anger, like it's projected as anger, right? And so, you know, we have to get control of that. We have to, like, reel that back in and then keep focusing back on the solution and really begin to look at, okay, how can I be a part of the solution? Not from a place of fear, but from a place of knowing that this is all going to turn out in the way that it's going to all turn out. It's going to be okay. So this leads me to this post, right?
Yes.
Posted by, shout out to Dr. Lulu, my colleagues. In 2001, anthrax is going to kill us. In 2002, West Nile virus is going to kill us. In 2003, SARS is going to kill us. In 2005, bird flu is going to kill us. In 2006, E. coli is going to kill us. In 2008, the financial collapse is going to kill us. In 2009, swine flu, and I do remember that, is going to kill us. In 2012, the Mayan calendar predicts the end of the world. In 2013, North Korea is going to cause World War III. In 2014, Ebola virus is going to kill us. In 2015, ISIS is going to kill us. In 2016, Zika virus, girl, is going to kill us. In 2018, Nipah virus is going to kill us. And in 2020, coronavirus is going to kill us. Now, you know, this is not to diminish the you know, all of this that's going on, but it is to bring it into perspective. I mean, that's like 20 years of stuff that at the time we did not have a solution for. You know, there were a lot of comments posted on that, obviously, on that mm-hmm. thread. You can imagine people who did not agree with that post. But mm-hmm. the perspective was, oh, they had this or they had antibody. But no, really, at the time, we didn't know. At the time, we didn't have a solution. At the time, there were no tests. We had to come with that, like, in the moment, just like we're having to come with a lot of new stuff in the moment. The stuff is, you know, it's spreading quickly. I remember when the H1N1 swine flu, when that came out, and the flu vaccine ran out, which didn't even cover it anyway, and people were like, you know, they were like wilding out, and I was still in practice, and so we have to put this in context. There's a saying, "This too shall pass." Mm-hmm. Right, and I know that's a bit cliche, but for me, I keep that in perspective. Everything in everything in my life, this too shall pass. When good things are happening, this mm-hmm. too shall pass. When bad things are happening, this too shall pass. Like this is the journey. This is the roller coaster of life, of our community, of society. Mm-hmm. And every year is gonna be something, or every 2 years is gonna be something. Mm-hmm. And so all there is to do is be solution focused and try to, like, really get control of the heightened emotion. Like, obviously there's a reaction, but that reaction causes an outcome.
You know, that is cause and effect. Mm-hmm. So we can choose.
Yep. Be at
to
the
cause, right? Oh. Or we can choose to be at the effect of everything that is constantly every day happening in the world. I remember when the year 2000 came. And
oh,
they
God.
Said the computers were going
Y2K. I'm surprised that wasn't in there.
Girl. You were reading it, and it was the same thing. People yep. were shopping and were stockpiling, and guess what? I had to go to work the next day. And I worked in IT at the time.
Girl.
And life went on. And I think really what we're talking about, it is my belief that while it's so important and relevant right now, it is really the theme that keeps us separated, that keeps us small, that keeps us focusing on all of the negative visions that we could ever imagine. And really, that's fear. And we all know fear very personally mm-hmm. until we decide to develop a new relationship with it.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's, I think it does take, it takes a little bit of work. It takes,
it
because it's different than what the general public would have you think about fear.
That's right.
We justify why we need to be afraid.
Yes.
And really, when you look at any time you've been, like, if you have high anxiety, you're not driving good. Mm-hmm. You're not having a real good conversation. You're not fun to be around. Mm-hmm. If you're probably not going to be able to make a whole lot of money because mm-hmm. you are not really what I call being online. You ain't online. You offline. Mm-hmm. And so really, when we really look at the data and look at the result of what happens to your mind and body, you don't function well.
Right.
When you're in that state of fear in any area of your life.
Right.
And that is the thing that I think we really have to take responsibility for. We can blame it on the virus or whatever all day long, mm-hmm. we have to take responsibility for how we are processing things,
mm-hmm.
how we're showing up, mm-hmm. how we are expecting things to occur in the future.
Right.
That's the only thing that we really can control.
Right.
That's it.
And I even want to bring it down to the molecular level. Like, you know, when that fear is activated, physiologically, when that fear is activated, it's a source of stress on our bodies.
Right.
And you get that like high cortisol release,
yeah.
you know, by the adrenal glands. And then when you're like sustained in that heightened level of fear mm-hmm. and stress and that heightened level of fight or flight, and you have that sympathetic system is like constantly going, it has an impact on your immune system.
Absolutely, it does.
So as you are,
Absolutely.
You know, in this space of fear and panic, you're actually tanking your immune system. You're tanking your immune system.
And you ain't even got coronavirus.
You know what I'm saying? You're tanking your immune system just from the fear and the stress that
yeah.
the fear and panic causes on your body and itself. So if you don't want to, like, you don't have to agree with the spiritual, with the yeah. with the linguistic, with the if you want to call it woo, you know, like I just recorded an episode with this doc who does EFT. We called it Let Your Woo Shine. So it's like, you know, if you think this is all woo woo talk, hey, I'm good with that. Like, I'm proudly granola and woo, right? But you want to look at it at the physiological level. You know that sustained stress, it has a negative impact on the immune system.
It absolutely does.
You want to protect yourself from the virus if you're out there. And especially, you know, I just have to give love to the docs that are out there on the front line because,
absolutely.
You know, you all are just, I know you're dealing with the system. You're dealing with the patients.
Yes.
You're dealing with all of that, like all of y'all who are out there who are on the front lines, thank you. And I know that some of you are experiencing some of that heightened anxiety. So, you know, as cliche and as you know, unpopular as this sounds, you do have to, like, be mindful of your space. Protect your space by, you know, doing that breathing that so many people are talking about, like stop doing that pause and knowing that, look, you can get through this, you know, and taking it one step at a time, taking it one breath at a time, you know, 1 minute at a time, right? I was on a yoga mat. So yoga is my practice that keeps me sane. And it was really interesting because yesterday on the mat, I had one of those. My mental practice was much more difficult than my physical practice. Like my mind was racing. There was so many things going on in my head, right? And so it made the physical part hard because I couldn't focus. It really made the physical part of my practice extremely difficult. And then there was a point where I just said, okay, one more breath. Inhale. Exhale. And I literally had to like break it down into an inhale and an exhale. And, you know, one more breath, one more step, one more posture, one more minute, one more hour, you know, one step at a time to get me through that practice. And at the end of it, it was really a revelation. Like sometimes we have to do that. Sometimes the mental practice is so much harder than the physical practice, but the mental, what goes on in our heads impacts our physical performance.
Mm-hmm.
It so impacts our physical performance. So for the docs on the front lines, you know, as cliche as it sounds, just it's like you, when you get to that wall, when you get to that point, because I know some docs have said, like, this is the thing that'll make me walk out the door and leave medicine. This is the thing that's going to push me over the edge. Just like one breath, one patient, the next room, you know, like, just get through the day. And then make sure you do go lock yourself in the bathroom for 15 minutes or something. Yeah. get that quiet time, you know. Make sure you communicate to your family. Look, this is boundaries. We talked a little bit about this. Make you communicate to your family. Look, I need your help so that I can, after my very hard day, just come down a little bit. You know, I just need 15 minutes, just that much. Make sure you sleep. Because, you know, people are not sleeping, and that plays into the so this is part of the, you know, you talked about earlier, I love it, getting at the source of it, right? And sometimes getting at the source of it doesn't mean getting at the source of saving the world. It means getting at the source of saving yourself.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, so, like, let's be responsible for ourselves, for our mind, I don't want to say mindset, but that is kind of it, right? For our space of thinking, for our reactions versus responses.
Exactly.
You know, and be aware that we are at the source, whether we like it or not, of what's about to happen. Mm-hmm. We are at the source, whether we like it or not, of what's about to happen. So we can drive it with fear, or we can drive it with something else.
Yes. That is, oh, you said a mouthful there, because it's hard to have anxiety when you're focused in the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're taking it one breath at a time, you're just present at that moment with your breath. Mm-hmm. And generally, in that moment, there's nothing to be afraid of. There's nothing to worry about in that moment.
In that moment.
If you're safe, you are safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the practice is for us to continuously stay in reminding ourselves, stay in affirming that we are safe.
Yep. In this moment, you are safe.
And the next moment,
you are safe. And it is only this moment, right?
That's it.
Yeah.
And that's all you have control over.
That's all you have
control
over.
We don't have control over next week.
That's right.
Or next month.
That's right.
And that's really, I think, where our power is when dealing with not just this, but definitely this issue.
Right.
But also everything else.
Absolutely.
Because how are we going to live life once this does pass?
Mm-hmm.
Then what?
Mm-hmm. How you do anything? Look, how you do anything is how you do everything, right?
So that's important to recognize. It might be a little challenging for some because you want to justify why you feel the way you feel, but the reality is you get to choose
Right.
How you interact. I always tell my clients, your power is always your decision.
That's right.
And that's your power of decision.
Mm-hmm.
So I am grateful for people like you.
Yeah.
Who are really, truly on the front lines. You might not be seeing patients in the capacity that you were, mm-hmm. but being able to support the people who do,
mm-hmm.
being able to stand in that space and affirm them and be there as a colleague,
mm.
I think that is amazing. And, you know, that's how we get through anything as a community.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm grateful for you as well and the work that you do, especially the work you do in trauma, because there are so much, and I speak too from our profession, there are so much of us who deal with that on a daily basis. We deal with the trauma of our past. We deal with the trauma of our training. We're dealing with this right here is a traumatic circumstance.
Yes, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And how, you know, we are as physicians, already abused inside the system, but then yet when things like this happen, I mean, the docs on the front lines are getting slayed.
Yeah.
And so it's important to have people like you for when people wake up and they're ready to deal with that trauma. They're ready to deal with whatever that background thing is that they can't see or are unconscious of that, you know, is impacting them. And I'm also appreciative because you are like a sister warrior in the work that's being done with the unconscious mind. Yeah. There's not a lot of us doing that kind of work because that's the work that goes beyond. You know, there's the mindset work, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ain't nothing wrong with mindset work.
Absolutely.
Ain't nothing wrong with that's where it starts.
Absolutely.
But then in the work that we do in your therapy and the hypnosis and the NLP, yeah. and that's like the deeper dive into the unconscious mind.
Yeah.
Where you really get it at the root cause. And I'm grateful to not only have you in my life to be able to like talk shop with, to, like have these kind of conversations. You know, I'm in the car and I'm like, yo, can we get on Zoom this afternoon? You know, we gotta do this. You know?
Nice.
And you just to have these conversations with, to have someone who is right alongside me in this game, in this game of transformation.
Yeah.
So thank you.
I thank you, and I actually humbly receive that because our work is truly, truly what we do is to help people live their best life, whether or not they realize it.
Right.
And to remind people of their power.
Mm-hmm.
And I always talk about being self-led, mm-hmm. because if you're not taking that position, then who's leading your life?
Right. Right.
And that is something that is not often discussed. And one thing I just wanted to add really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
When you talked about the mind-body connection and the overactivation and how it impacts your nervous system, what came to mind was the research of, I believe his name is Cannon, and he wanted to understand this voodoo death where people were cursed and mm-hmm. that they would, you know, to die.
Yes.
And they would actually die. So the scientists wanted to like, how is this happening? Because, you know, they don't believe in that.
Right.
What they actually found is that because the person had thought they had seen it happen in real life,
mm-hmm.
when it happened to them, they had an overactivation of the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic going up and down, spiking to the point where they would literally, like, have heart attacks.
Wow.
That is the power of your mind. So yes. It wasn't that they were cursed. It was the fear that was causing them, their blood pressure to spike,
mm-hmm.
and they would literally fear themselves to death.
Wow.
Not
that
to be
is
bullied.
Deep.
I just wanted to give you that example of how we really do create.
Yes. Things,
how we interpret, how we accept mm-hmm. what is given to us as reality, because we can, mm-hmm. people say facts and this is fact and this is not a fact, but really you have the ability to decide within your system
mm-hmm.
how you want to interpret it.
Yeah.
And that's really what working with trauma is about,
mm-hmm.
because there's a place in you that is stuck, and it's usually stuck in time. Mm-hmm. And it's stuck in an experience, but you continue to live your life through the filter of that experience, mm-hmm. which is really fear.
Wow. So, yeah.
I'm grateful.
Wow, this has been an amazing conversation. You know, I gotta, you know, promo my sister here. So, you gotta let the people know if they want to be a part of your world, your conversation, if they want to work with you, how do they do that?
Thank you. I am on Facebook and my name is changing to The Whole Therapist. It's already changed on Instagram to The mm-hmm. Whole Therapist.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also always Google Sarita Ibrahim, but you can find me anywhere at The Whole Therapist. And we can continue these conversations.
Awesome.
Particularly around growth. And
yes.
You can see that subconscious.
And you have a Facebook, you have a couple of Facebook groups too, right?
I do. I have a Facebook group that's just for women.
Yep.
And that group is Black Women Loving and Leading from the Inside Out.
Mm.
And I just have a new group that I opened to continue these conversations, which is constructive conversations between Black men and women.
Yeah.
So all about healing, all about healing.
All about healing and healing in our community, too. It's very,
Absolutely.
Very important. Very
Absolutely.
Important.
Awesome. It's been addressed.
Well, I'm going to have you make sure that you send me all your social media links so I can put them in the show notes.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that even though it's a bonus episode and we talk about a lot of things, we cover a lot of deep topics, it's important that people know who you are, know what you have to provide, know what you have to contribute to them and to the world. And this is the first of many conversations. We already have talked about doing a spinoff. podcast. Boom. I'm gonna become a professional podcaster if I learn how to monetize this.
I'm gonna become
a professional podcaster. But yeah, you know, thank you so much for just being a part of the conversation today, being so willing to do this at such short notice, and for me to be an interruption of your day, because I know you have some other work to do.
I'm sorry, yeah. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
Awesome. And then, of course, you guys know how to reach me, drmyesha.com. And make sure you share this. This is a bonus episode, but make sure you comment, you share, just the like. And we look forward to seeing you on our next regular episode. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of the day and a great rest of the week. Namaste. Hey, y'all, you know, I thought I would do a little bonus episode this week. I mean, things are getting pretty chaotic with all of the coronavirus, and there's a lot of emotion, a lot of heightened emotion going on, and I wanted to have a conversation with a good friend of mine, and so I am getting ready to introduce her in just a moment right after this. Thanks for spending time with us on this episode of Next Level Physicians Thriving Outside the Box. We hope you enjoyed this one as much as the rest. Remember to go ahead and hit the subscribe button so that you can be notified every time a new episode is released. It is you as our listener who helped our podcast to grow. So if you like this podcast, if you enjoy what you're hearing, if you are inspired, we'd really appreciate it if you'd write a quick review and share it with 5 of your friends. We want to continue to expand our reach and bring this transformation to all of those doctors and medical professionals out there who are still seeking more autonomy, more freedom, more expression, and purpose in their careers and lives. Finally, if you want to learn more about how I can help you as a doctor or medical professional transform your mindset, leverage your skill set, and create a profitable business and career you love by your design, please check out my website, www.drmaisha.com. That's drmaisha.com. On my website, you can access one of my 3 free masterclasses to get you started on your journey to the next level. Have a wonderful rest of the day and an amazing rest of the week, y'all. And keep your head up, looking to the next level. Namaste.